Hello, welcome to ESA Talks, and this is part 2 of Israel versus Iran. Some more news is that is not only was the shooting from Iran, the missiles and drones, it comes from Hezbollah also, was shooting some rockets and missiles, and also Houthis was shooting missiles. But also Jordan was shooting down some missiles and drones, and also Saudi Arabia was shooting down some drones. So they are allied with, we can say, Israel-ish, because they was going through their airspace. And also they was shooting from Syria. The Iran was shooting rockets from Syria. So this was one big effort from Iran to do that. But also Israel was jamming, all Israel was jamming the GPS. So many of the drones was actually fell down before they even come to Israel border. So that is amazing how they can jam one GPS system. I did not know you could do that. But that was good news. And this was one update, part 2. And of course, they're gonna get more part 2, 3, 4, maybe 5. Because this is one ongoing thing. Because probably they're gonna shoot, try to send some more rockets. But is how they're gonna do it, because they're shooting 99% of them, they are shooting down. Not, and the drones not even going to Israel, because they will jam the GPS system. And of course, thank you for Jordan and Israel to shooting them down too. So that is Saudi Arabia for shooting them too, because Saudi Arabia is enemy of the Houthis, and of course Iran too, because they are not the same Muslims. As they are. So Jordan and Saudi Arabia is also helping shooting down the missiles and drones. And of course it was the United States Navy was shooting down some of them rockets, but this will be continued war. This will be one big war, I think, where they will try to push down the terrorists, Hezbollah, Houthis, and of course the biggest one that funding the terrorists is Iran. I have talked to you about this before, and probably they are funding ISIS too. But sometimes ISIS try to bomb Iran too, but some of the, maybe not the main leader in Iran is not funding, but some of the rich people in Iran are funding ISIS, because that is, they try to make one more Islamic state. But Iran is the main source of all terrorist groups in Middle East. So why does not the world bomb Iran and make it one big mall and a big parking space for the rest of the world to go and shop to? I don't understand why they don't do that, because that is the biggest threat to the world is Iran. So hopefully you will, and now I'm gonna get some haters, but I don't care. So hope you like this episode and follow me, like, share, and see you next episode.